Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
Let's go with you first, Mary. What do you have today?
Just what you guys all want to know, Dancing with the Stars news.
Oh, yeah. What
right?
do you know?
So they already have a couple new celebrities for the fall of 2026, season 35 season. I have no idea who either one of these people are, as usual. So now I think they're going to the C-list. Sierra Miller, she's from Bravo's Summer House. Don't even know what that is. Maura Higgins from Love Island in the UK.
Wow. These both sound like reality show stars.
Oh, yeah, they both are. Reality show stars. Anyway, two of these, and now they have to go across the pond to get some stars for us. It's just getting kind of ridiculous. But anyway, there's also a new competition series related to Dancing with the Stars. It's called The Next Pro. It premieres in July on ABC. And what they're doing is they're going through auditions and picking a professional dancer to be in the next Dancing with the Stars. And it's kind of like a reality thing of what they go through, the audition process. And guess who's hosting it? Robert Irwin, who was the winner from last season. Yeah, so he's going to host it. And then Mark Ballas, one of the professionals, and his mom, Shirley Ballas, also a professional dancer, are going to host it as well. So they're judging, actually. So
Well, we'll await for the athlete to be appointed to Dancing with the Stars.
We'll wait for the athlete and
The musician.
Yeah. Some sort of, singer or something we've never heard of. Right.
What do you have, Bob Kessler?
We all remember this show, right? But it really got me thinking just how much of a phenomenon Miami Vice was those first couple of seasons of the show. I was in junior high. So me and my friends, we wanted to drive Ferraris one day and become Vice cops and work undercover. I mean, we just thought we wanted to dress like those
and
guys.
Wear white
I was going to say it was the outfits. Yeah,
it was the outfits. I mean, it was a real sensation. It was a pretty decent show. I think the episodes might seem a little tame next to most TV shows.
There's the Jim
today.
McMahon Walter Payton iconic picture.
Yes, we Google image search that. It is
McMahon in the white suit holding a gun. It's got the sleeves rolled up on his suit.
It's a little cringy.
I thought it was cool.
I don't think it's their best photo shoot.
I'll watch this show. Yeah.
I'll watch it. It's a film.
Oh, it's a movie.
They did this 20 years ago, remember?
They did.
With
who was that?
Jamie Foxx and Colin Farrell.
Jamie Foxx, and it was directed by Heat director Michael Mann.
It all comes back to Heat, folks.
All comes back to Heat.
Well,
okay, next story.
Miami Vice was a executive produced
Moving
by
on.
Michael Mann originally, so definitely a big part of his career.
What do you have, Kevin?
Well, I briefly mentioned this to Bob earlier, but tonight the Bears have the 57th overall pick. Hines is getting involved in the draft. Hines, of course, headquarters in Pittsburgh. That's where the draft is this year. So the 57th overall pick of this year's draft will get a lifetime supply of
ketchup.
You also get a Mr. 57 jacket and the chance to partner with Hines in future promotions. That's what the player is really going to want. It's like, how am I going to get money out of this? But
right.
Devin Hester is involved with this because the Bears picked Hester with the 57th pick. And he's at the draft. I just saw a video of him. He's wearing this Hines red jacket. And if the Bears can hold that 57th pick, Hester will be involved in announcing the 57th selection in the draft tonight. So Hines getting involved with it. It's amazing what the draft has become. I'm watching, it's like a 3-hour pregame show with a red carpet and everything for the draft.
A red carpet?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Will that person get a 57 jersey then that they'll have to wear?
If they want, depends on the position. It'd be weird if it was like a quarterback wearing number 57. But maybe it'll be an offensive lineman, Mary.
Yeah, should be 57 then.
Devin Hester, I mean, amazing. The touchdown returns, the returns that turned into touchdowns. They put a stop to that. We've never seen him since, for the most part. Not at the rate that we saw him do it.
No.
What's he do now? Is he just participating in the draft, retired from the NFL?
Some stuff on social pops up here and there. I don't know what he's doing, though.
Doesn't he coach?
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah. You're talking at like a lower level, right? Like kids?
Yeah, like high school.
Yeah.
Eats ketchup now.
Big ketchup guy.
All right. News up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.